you to the story about the issue of what is going at the Mokgoro inquiry. It's of course spent the day dealing with an objection from NDPP deputy Willie Hofmeyr. He's been unwilling to answer some of the questions that were put to him during cross-examination. Now, that inquiry is looking into the fitness of Nomcobo Jiba and Lawrence Mkhwebi to hold office in the National Prosecuting Authority, and we understand that inquiry wrapped in the last few minutes. Barry Bateman, our EWN senior reporter on the story. So Barry, I'm going to take you right back to a few hours ago when this line of questioning seemed to have caused a problem in Willie Hofmeyr's testimony. What was that all about?
Yeah, good afternoon, Joanna. Well, this actually wasn't a line of questioning. It was a follow-on from what happened yesterday, where Norman Arendse, who is the counsel for Nomcobo Jiba, started asking Willie Hofmeyr.
Barry, have we got you? It sounds as though we have lost you for the moment.
You there, Joanne?
Yes, okay, we've got you again, Barry. So I'm going to ask you to please start again, Barry.
No problem. Well, we go back to yesterday during the conclusion of the cross-examination by advocate Norman Arendse, who is representing Nomcobo Jiba, and he started asking Willie Hofmeyr questions about the Supreme Court of Appeal judgment in the spy case matter, which made some adverse findings against Willie Hofmeyr. Well, Hofmeyr had asked then if he could have permission to consult with his counsel. Matters have been adjourned. We came back this morning, and it was a submission by Willie Hofmeyr's legal team that they felt that the line of questioning related to that spy tape judgment in the SDA could put Hofmeyr in a prejudicial position where he could self-incriminate himself. And he further put it forward that he feels that he is not the subject of this inquiry, and by leading these particular questions against him, it would inadvertently make him the subject of an inquiry. So they objected on that particular ground. This was opposed by Norman Arendse for Jiba, saying that it is entirely unfair that Mr. Hofmeyr can come to this forum and make these allegations against their client, and then they're not allowed to cross-examine him on the very matters which are contained in his affidavit, which included references to the affidavits he had supplied in the spy case matter. We just had a judgment a short while ago. Justice Mokgoro telling us that she considered all the submissions. She feels in the interest of justice that Hofmeyr or Arendse should be allowed to cross-examine Willie Hofmeyr. However, he is entitled to consult with senior counsel, and that is why we've adjourned. He's going to have an opportunity to consult in these particular matters related to that spy tape judgment, and we will return on a date decided by the evidence leaders.
All right. So Barry, let's just go back to the question of why Hofmeyr felt insecure about answering these questions.
Well, I don't have that judgment at hand, but if I recall the SCA judgment against Hofmeyr, it related to his submissions in earlier cases and then the submission in the case related to the spy tape matter. And the court, if I recall, attacked his integrity in the particular matter, found that there were discrepancies in the various statements. And this is why Arendse is going into this. If Hofmeyr is going to be criticizing Jiba for her conduct in certain matters, such as the Boyson matter, the decision to authorize the racketeering, in the decision to withdraw the case against Richard and Dooley, well, then his integrity should be questioned as well, because these were findings made by the Supreme Court of Appeal. So the attack from Arendse does appear to be an attack on the integrity of the witness against his own client. And, of course, Hofmeyr, not willing to go down that route, he's insisting he's not the person on trial yet and doesn't want to go down that road.
What's the next step in this inquiry, Barry? Is Hofmeyr done with his testimony, or does that continue tomorrow?
No, we don't know when it's going to continue, but he's going to have an opportunity. I mean, he was sitting here today with counsel, but he's going to have an opportunity to now consult with senior counsel. And once he's had an opportunity to do that, he will be called back so that Arendse can continue his cross-examination. But the cross-examination still won't be over then, because then is the counsel for Lawrence Mkhwebi will have an opportunity to question him. But we understand that there are still a few witnesses outstanding. At least one of them is Mr. Agretti, who appeared in court today. That's up in the air because we don't know if his testimony here could maybe undermine the judicial process or the criminal process, which is now started in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court. But I do know that the president is expecting a report from Justice Mokgoro by the middle of next month.
Thank you so much for wrapping that for us. Barry Bateman, our EWN senior reporter.